Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the other day, Brian Shackman was out in Farmington. We wanted to keep the Farmington feel going, and make sure you're listening tomorrow morning to figure out where we're going next with Darting Across Connecticut. But this morning, we're going to take a historic tour down, no pun intended, the canals of Farmington. And joining me this morning is Lisa Johnson. She's the town historian. Lisa, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Joey.
So Farmington is one of the, we'll get to, you know, a little bit of the history, but I found those very fascinating when we were looking into some of the stuff to talk about Farmington. Farmington kind of has a weird little nickname.
It does? Tell me, what is it?
The mother of towns.
That's right.
I know.
So Farmington, actually, when it was first settled by the English, and this is like the late 1630s, it was 250 square miles, and it took in the current towns of Farmington, Southington, Bristol, Avon, Plainville, Berlin, and New Britain. And over the course of time, you know, these different areas would break off and become their own town. So Farmington has actually gotten smaller instead of larger. But that's where the mother of all of the towns, that's where the nickname comes
from. And it's weird because, like, you look at the census numbers of the town and it's like the numbers are up, then they drop dramatically, then they come back up, then they drop dramatically. It's like, wait, where did the people, oh, they just became a whole separate town.
Yeah, exactly. It's really funny. I mean, there were certain sections of the town that I think Farmington, at least the government of the central town didn't really want to let go of, and one of them was New Britain, which had become a pretty substantial industrial town, and the other one was Avon, which was a farming area that a lot of Farmingtonians had land in, but in the end it didn't really change things. If you owned land in Avon, it was no longer in Farmington. It was called Northington at that time. So didn't really change people's lives. Didn't change the tax base, though.
Yeah. That's one of those things. I mean, Farmington is along the so-called Farmington River. So there is a rich history in that area and the whole Farmington Valley, ironically, the industrial being along the river, because there was no highways back then. You had the river, you had the canals. So things popped up around the river, which were the interstates of the time. And you also had this amazing farming area, and Farmington kind of kept that and kind of got its name from that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a pretty clear indication of what was the primary activity for people, farming, pretty simply stated. But you're right, the rivers were, that's where the native people and where the Europeans, such as the English, established their settlements. You need water. You need water to drink, you need water to irrigate, but you needed water for transportation. You know, there were no roads, as you said, there were no highways, and so getting around was perilous, and it was dangerous, and it took a long time. So People used the waterways as their highways in the early days.
And that was the thing. So the waterway, it was very in flux, and Farmington's been known to have a few floods in its history.
Oh, every place along a river, even a stream, even the ocean, you know, floods are just a way of life. And I think it's something we're getting more used to now. We go through different periods of drought, and then we go through periods of excessive rain or snow melt. And, you know, the flood of 1955 really, really destroyed the central area of Unionville. And changed the course of history for that section of Farmington. That was a big, there's still people who are in Unionville now who were children during the flood, and they talk with a great deal of trauma about that. It was a very traumatic event, but very typical of the time before the dams and the flood control.
And yeah, it was so. One thing, when I was going to college for a little bit, one of my professors brought something up, and I'll never forget it. No matter how much you try, water will always win. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. In this case, that's why there's a Farmington River that runs right through the town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need it, you want it, and you're scared to death of it sometimes, right? But we need it.
It's a force of nature to be reckoned with.
It sure is. It sure is. I mean, now you can walk along the Farmington River, you know, either along the rails to trails or along the Farmington, along Meadow Road or Red Oak Hill Road there.
And that's something, yeah.
Really lovely.
The Farmington, you know, the Heritage Canal Trail, there's a lot of trails in farm. Like, I think Farmington is probably one of the densest trails and different trails in my mind in the state, I feel.
It's really fabulous. And it's something that's grown over the last few years, but you can literally walk all over this town on these rail systems, and you could go all the way down to New Haven. You could also go up into Massachusetts, you know, if you're really energetic. so it's a wonder, it's a wonderful way to use the old rail lines, the railroad lines. So we've got a bit of our history that we could walk every single day. We're lucky to have that.
And
terrific,
I mean,
resource.
And that's the thing, these trailways and the canals go back to times, you know, before there was boat motors, the towpaths along the canal, like there's a reason why there's a path next to a lot of rivers. It's because that's how they move the boats.
Well, the canal is such an interesting story because it tells you first about the limitations of the Farmington River. I mean, the Farmington River is not really navigable. You can't put a ship on it. So it was no good for trade. You know, you could bring a ship up to, you know, north of Hartford on the Connecticut River. But first you had to get to the Connecticut River. And we're, 12 miles away from the Connecticut River. So these entrepreneurs in Farmington, they were so amazing. They decided the best way to bring goods down from Massachusetts down to New Haven, where there were ports. And New Haven was competing with New London and the ports in Rhode Island for trade. They wanted to be a center, a port where people brought all their goods, both finished goods and a port where unfinished goods came into Connecticut. So they invested in the development, and then the digging of this canal, which when you look at it, it's a crazy idea, really a crazy idea, but they did it. And unfortunately, it was, they did it. It cost a lot more money than they expected. And this is all private money. A lot of entrepreneurs in Farmington, also in New Haven, kicked in their own money. They did it, but what they had so little money left when it was finally completed, they weren't really able to keep up with the unanticipated problems. And one of the problems was silting. They did not line the canal because that would have been very expensive. Mm. Well, silt gets into the water, it builds up, and then it impedes the boats, it impedes the water. There were a variety of other maintenance issues that they really just couldn't keep up with. So the canal really only operated for a few years and not well. It never had the business that the entrepreneurs had hoped that it would have to make money. So in a way, it was It was an incredible idea. It was industriously done, but it was really not a success. And they were really trying, you know, they were trying to emulate what a river might do, such as the Erie Canal in New York State actually did.
And yeah,
so it's just kind of an interesting section.
It is. I mean, and that's the thing, going back then, to think of what these men and women did to create that canal and to have the foresight and the ingenuity and just the drive to do something like that.
Just
it's amazing.
The drive to do something. It is. It is. And I think it's a period of time too, when we were a brand new country, you know, it's the federal period, and people consciously wanted to create a country that, kind of reflected all the best ideas of Western civilization. Or the best ideas of mankind. You can imagine the exuberance and also the fighting. I mean, people fought about ideas and how to do things. But it's a time when entrepreneurial ideas were affected. There were clubs that sprang up all around, including in Farmington, you know, a music club, a reading club, all sorts of clubs where people could go and talk to their neighbors, but also become knowledgeable. You know, they were learning. The whole idea that you were learning about ideas and you were then going out and you were implementing them in some way must have been a really invigorating time.
Yeah, and I mean, the town goes back to the Revolutionary War era when our first president, George Washington, even came through the town. So there's a lot
That's
of history.
Right. There's a lot of history. I often say that if you look at the history of Farmington, Connecticut, you're really looking at the history of the United States. You know, it starts, well, with the native people, you know, over 12,000 years ago, going all the way through. Farmington was involved one way or another in all the major issues, dilemmas, challenges, triumphs of our entire country. It's a really a wonderful, wonderful way to learn about American history in a very focused kind of way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget, like, New England is kind of where this country started, so there isn't a mass amount of historical information, just, I don't want to say showmanship, but pride that New Englanders have about their tie to the history and the starting of this country.
So. Yeah, I think so. I think you're absolutely right about it. We've done a pretty good job, I think, focusing on it in education. We've done a pretty good job preserving it. We can always do better, but you know, you're right. I think pride is at the root of that.
And I think that the continuation of that education, there is something happening a little bit later this morning in town to kind of, you know, remember the past and preserve the history of the town.
Yeah, that's right. So First Church of Christ Congregational 1652, which is right in the center of the village in Farmington, has established a partnership with the Stanley Whitman House and with the Witness Stones Project to study, they're calling it Rediscovering Colonial Farmington's History of Slavery. And at 10 a.m., there's going to be a service where they're hosting everybody who'd like to come, a ceremony that kind of opens up this partnership. So it's very exciting. There's always something new to learn, something new to research, and something new to celebrate.
Always, and to celebrate the past. And joining me again this morning, Lisa Johnson, the Farmington Town Historian. Brian and company was out in Farmington Friday morning. We kicked off our Darting Across Connecticut, Farmington. And I just thought it'd be great to continue with the Farmington trend. Tomorrow morning, Monday, we mention our next town where we're going to be heading across the state. But there's so many things in Farmington. And, you know, if you're walking along the trails, you're walking down Main Street, it's a town that it's a weird, in my mind, geographical thing. Cause it's like, it's the town feels bigger because there's so much to do in so many different areas to visit in the town. And then, like, you know, we're in Unionville, which is still part of Farmington. I just find all those little nooks and crannies of towns very fascinating.
Yeah, it's true. It doesn't take much to dig a little deeper. And then you're right. There's lots and lots of great information. The stories are great.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, the show At Home in Connecticut, there's just all this history, all this knowledge just waiting to be answered. And Lisa, you do an amazing job bringing that to the people. Again, Lisa Johnson, the Farmington Town Historian. So get out to Farmington. It's right here at Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.